5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
Hey, everybody. This is another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. We are late, but man, we are back. Sorry for the delay. It's your girl, Lima.
Yo, it's Reem. We're shaking.
All right, everybody. Let's get into this new episode. What has been going on?
Bunch of filth.
Week.
Troublesome shit.
Always.
Bunch of
Earth is the ghetto.
America ghetto.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Earth. if we're like comparing ghettos right now, like America's like short north. Not even short north. It's some classy shit in short north. I say like Champion.
I think it's just
like PTL or something. I think
it's the north side where the crispy at.
PTL don't count no more.
You say what?
That don't even count no more. That don't even exist.
What, PTL? Yeah. Hell no, it don't exist. Damn, Columbus getting gentrified off this bitch.
Let's be honest. That shit needed to go away.
They put fucking apartments over there that's like $1,200 a month. Like, they were just the projects. Like, they were literally just the projects before y'all built this bitch.
And now look at it.
I'm going to be honest. We shouldn't be protecting projects.
I agree.
Why not? I mean, we shouldn't protect the idea of projects, but don't
protect the block. Is basically just protect the block, my nigga.
We're going to just legit rip the whole project down. Where do all those project people go, for one? And then put in apartments that cost more than fucking six of the project homes together.
So, move south.
Hey, when you fuck up the
project,
they doing that shit around Miller and Kelton and shit. And I find it hilarious.
Gentrification will arrive.
I be seeing white people jogging shit in the neighborhood. I be like, this is a bitch. Where did y'all come from?
But you gotta be white about it now. Yeah.
Just the nerve. White people stay discovering shit. It's annoying. It's
Columbus syndrome.
Oh no, they ain't discover it. They just repurposed it.
They repurposed the hood.
I mean, that's what Christopher Columbus did too. Shit, he didn't fucking discover America. This bitch was already here. He just repurposed it.
He refurbished America.
I mean, but if you wipe out the people that was there, you basically discovered it, right?
Gentrification, bro. Everybody's Christopher Columbus out this bitch.
I'm breaking somebody's crib, tell them I discovered the furniture because they weren't here to claim it.
Like, what you mean I'm sitting on it?
If you squat long enough, someplace you can take over the home, yeah. Though.
Which, that would, them squatting laws would really piss me off if I got the bad end of that.
just imagine you was like a day too late. Like, nah, bro, being 91 days, it's me now. See you in court. Right.
And if you don't get the fuck.
Like, bro, I was going to world tour. Too bad.
Right.
Chill out yours.
That's unfortunate.
My shit.
That's unfortunate, bro. There's some chicken in the fridge if you want it.
That's fucked up. Well, speaking of like,
could have had it back if you would have just talked to me.
Right. Oh, talk to you about my shit. Bet.
Now, Kareem, it's not your shit anymore. I told you that. This is my shit.
The nerve of fucking people. Well, speaking of the nerve of people, the NFL is due to... I have to get some clarification on this because you guys understand sports more than I do. Now, are they playing Lift Every Voice before every game or just the season?
Listen.
As of now, the first week of games.
Of games. Nah. But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Who knows the second and third verse?
I don't know.
Exactly my point. Why?
I know it. If I get into what somebody else saying.
Wow.
I would legit be keeping a buck with you. I don't think I know the damn song. I think I would know it if I heard it. But off rip, like Lift Every Voice.
Shame on you, Negro.
I only know it from fourth grade. I was in the after school program. And it was all black kids. And we had to do the Pledge of Allegiance and then Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Get a load.
And what elementary school you go
Frederick
to?
Frederick Douglass Academy.
This was an after school program. Right. At the rec. Cap City Kids, but the program director was black. Well, she was my godmom's sister. But yeah.
Jenna. That's some black shit too. She was my godmom's sister's baby cousin's little niece.
Aunties. She was school teacher's friend. But I think that's some bullshit. Like, that's not what niggas is asking for. Niggas still go kneel and sit down, and they're gonna be mad that niggas don't know the words. So they're gonna have to put on a jumbotron, and we just gonna be looking stupid again.
Or they're gonna get to sing it is the best part. I want them to be funny about it and have Robin Thicke or John B.
John B. Justin Timberlake. John Mayer. Have Justin Timberlake pop out.
Justin Bieber, fuck it.
One less lonely nigga.
Right. Jewish.
It's a fucking joke because the NFL was just so fucking racist about 6 months
ago. Just 5 minutes ago, they was telling niggas, if you leave, if you kneel, you out of here.
Yo, Kaepernick had just did the whole thing where he was like auditioning to get on new teams this year, right? Wasn't that this year? Or was it late last year?
That was fall, if I remember correctly.
So it's like, y'all was just fucking racist the other day. Like, now you want to play Lift Every Voice? Like,
for the first week. Come on, man.
Like, what?
They don't have Jay Hutt out there.
Like, that's worse than that motherfucking BLM sandwich from Jersey Mike's.
Yo, Jersey Mike's can eat a dick, fam. I'm never going there again. Because it's like, y'all childish. You can kiss my ass. Bacon, lettuce, and mayo.
Mayo, fuck the tea.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Hey, you gotta admit, bro, that's funny as fuck.
I just want to know who's greenlighting this shit. Who's saying, yo, cool with me, my nigga?
A group of all white executives.
I was about to say, you can tell there's no people of color in any of these.
Oh, they say Mayo, right?
Neither is there a young person with sense.
It's like, that's what you gonna do. You didn't say you was gonna fucking donate 5% of every BLT that was made and shit to the Black Lives Matter. You didn't say that, you know what I'm saying, that you gonna open up a rec center in the fucking community. You said fuck all the real change,
nigga.
Let me
drop the tea off that bitch, nigga.
Bacon, lettuce, and mayo, bro. I cannot fucking deal with America right now. It's like they discovered black people just, I don't know, since June and shit.
Black people just got loaded.
Like, I wonder which brands have came out and said, like, no. Like, no, I'm not doing it yet. My base don't care and I don't care.
I'm sure there's some business I said, right? They just like, fuck it, nigga. I don't give a damn.
Like, maybe we gotta look up hunting gear and shit.
Like, my God, they ain't gonna say shit.
Yo, if Harley Davidson made a statement, I'm gonna lose it.
You like Harley?
I'm just saying.
Hell no, but that's what we know.
I'm gonna say, like, does this nigga got a motorcycle?
Yeah, I got a bike.
This nigga got a chopper.
Yeah, got a chopper.
Nah, but you know who they base is. They ain't going for that shit. I was really surprised that the NASCAR for stepping out and saying anything.
Nah, just because of, what was his name? Bubba? Buddy? What is his name?
Yeah, Bubba Wiley, yeah. I'm gonna put some respect on my nigga. Yeah, name, just because
Bubba Dub, you know.
But real shit though, these companies need to realize that once you go black, you always go up, my nigga. You really do, because NASCAR ratings went through the motherfucking roof. People start fucking going to NASCAR races and shit, all because they standing behind black people and taking out the veterans.
Even my nigga Bubba Trash, I'm gonna be in there rooting for him.
Right? Do they got numbers?
I think so.
Okay, whatever my nigga Bubba Wallace number is, God give me a NASCAR vest or some shit, whatever they wear.
Vest. Like they used to do in 03 and 04 with them race car jackets. Jesus.
I was about to say them Dickies suits. You remember like the jumpsuits? All the time with that bitch decked out.
Yep.
They're looking like some early 2000 throwback shit.
I'm gonna get a tailored. That's
fucking have Bubba Wallace and Black Lives Matter on that bitch.
Yeah. Bubba BLM.
Shit is really sad out here.
Man.
It's sad as fuck.
It's just the times that we live in. Sadness and people just being pathetic.
But I don't think nobody is as sad as academics. That nigga fuck you.
He was drunk, man. That was the liquor. What's academics gonna do for us? What is he gonna do for us? Nothing, nigga. Ain't no real DJ.
Brad, fuck that nigga. He gets into more beefs with people, and he's like the corniest nigga in the world. He, I mean, if he ever comes across this podcast, I'm sure he's going to talk shit about us on Twitch or whatever the fuck gaming system he be on. But yeah,
he'll be on Gamecast,
and I just don't respect him. He be on Gamecast, GameCube and shit. Oh, I don't know why he irritates my soul so much.
Because he's a cornball.
Because you hate it.
You said because I'm a hater.
Okay, I know what it is.
Yeah, that's all.
No
it
one
is.
Likes a cornball. No one likes a popular cornball.
Yeah, like Livingston. I'm about to call this nigga by his name. Livingston, please.
Livy.
Re-fucking life. Yeah. You, I don't know why he talks so big for no reason.
He's not about that life.
He talks just like any other nigga on the internet talks. I don't know why he get that.
Because he
that's how everybody on the internet
he's
talks.
He's a famous cornball. That's what it is. He's a famous cornball. It's one thing to argue with a local nigga out in freaking Oregon or Vermont nigga who ain't got no following and he's just saying whatever. But because he's a cornball with a platform,
all right, keep,
it makes it worse.
Keep it a buck with it. Keep it a buck. How many celebrities do you think you could watch right now?
Wash, as in like fight?
Beat they ass. That you'll say whatever you want about them. You think you beat they ass?
I think there's a
bunch, right?
There's a couple. There's a couple.
Are we just speaking like, solely on black people? Because
nigga, these hands.
I'm just saying in general, like
everyone, anybody can get it if you push me. Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple. I see what you're saying.
To me, I look at it just like I look at Charlamagne. He just talks like a fucking fan. And of course, he's in the business, but he still keep that same, like,
nah.
When you at the barbershop, niggas ain't giving a whole bunch of, well, let me watch how I say this, and I'm going to say like that. Like, nah.
People say that's the book. Is corny too, but he's still got way more respect to academics. He's more solid of a person. Like,
he's teetering
to me,
at
Charlamagne
that.
Doesn't cry. Like, that's what it is. Academics be crying.
But you got to think all the folk that, tears. How long it took Charlamagne to get his respect, though, too. Remember, that nigga was getting ran up in the shit, ran up on in the shit at one point.
I mean, like, him ran up on him, but that was about it. For the most part, he holds his own besides that Lil' Kim shit.
Lil' Kim, them niggas, the all those niggas who wanted to drop, Birdman.
Yeah.
Fredro Starr, like, I mean, it's just one of those things. When you give it up raw, like, he don't, like, he gives it a raw. Like, Freddie Gibbs said some shit, he's like, yo, you sound nuts. And then Freddie Gibbs got salty.
Okay.
That's not his fault.
I do give him that, all right? I do give him the fact that Freddie Gibbs should have never said that he was better than Jesus.
No, the thing is, academics brought him up. He was never talking about it. That's a...
No, he didn't bring him up,
he
though.
Did?
They do a talk show, right? And Freddie Gibbs made talk show news. He said that Jeezy was irrelevant.
Okay.
They talked about it on
I
the show.
What it is, what I...
He made a simple point. If Jeezy sold more records than you, and you think he's irrelevant, what does that make you?
That's true. I do like, from that, because I've heard way more Jeezy songs than I've heard Freddie Gibbs.
And he even gave the outer like Freddie Gibbs raps better, but the argument he tried to make just doesn't make no sense. Like, yo, you can't say somebody who sells more than you is irrelevant. That's crazy. But because Freddie Gibbs is cool, he didn't shot a nigga, and Act ain't shot a nigga, it's like, yo, you a bitch.
I really don't think that's just what it is, though. I think academics is a real life bitch. I just don't. And I think he cries a lot. He cries a lot. He always talking about how people, like, you know how some people just walk into rooms and you know that they got it type shit? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't really got to say much. You just know. Academics seems like he got to wear all his fucking medals on his shirt and shit, and then motherfuckers still be pushing him.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. It's like he tries so fucking hard.
Why was he talking about John Legend's wife?
With everybody else. Yeah, why? That was some bitch shit. That was
okay, so according to that, she was sending shots at him.
Really?
He sent them back. Yeah. I don't watch his Twitches, so that's
word
from Complex and the other hip-hop news. She sent shots, he sent them back.
Why is she subbing academics? Go do something with yourself. Go fucking be with your kids.
See, hold on. I gotta figure out what exactly she said, because even in that case, y'all know I'm a person who believes in double standards. I'm gonna say he should have ignored that shit. Stop being a bitch.
And you know what I'll be on. She said some shit. But either way though, John Legend was supposed to be like, yo, I'll break my foot off in your ass if you tell my wife to suck a dick.
Check your bitch.
And then you told me and my wife. Like, yo, you can tell her to suck a dick. You can't tell me to suck a dick. What you talking about?
You gotta get smoked for that.
Like, we not both sucking dicks over here, academics. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
that's wild. Oh my goodness. But what's the call? I got suspended from Complex for that shit.
Yeah, suspended from Complex once they start recording again.
I say, yeah, they had to give in to the heat. But the only bullshit about that is, like, if you really gonna take a stand, fire the nigga. Because it's not like this is gonna be the last time this happens. Like, and I like that shit. But it's like, if you're gonna take a stand, get real with it. Be like, nah, you're out. But suspending a nigga for 2 days is like, yeah.
I mean,
that's because they need him.
Exactly, because they
obviously, but
and I'm pretty sure that they lost the majority of their people. Because I know I don't watch that shit no more. I definitely know.
I think it's a weird thing. I think Joe Budden got off with the scheme on that one, because Act helped Joe Budden way more than Joe Budden helped Act on that. Because Joe Budden was a laughing stock before that.
Yeah, it did revive Joe Budden for after that, because nobody was fucking with Joe Budden for real.
Yeah, but then it's like he got to yell at a nigga most folk don't like, and it's just like, yo, this Joe Budden nigga, he all right. Like,
yeah,
and now he got the Spotify bag.
Very true.
Yeah, but he did. He was going in on her for no apparent reason. Like he went in on her, and I can't remember what the fuck she said to him. I can't even.
But what is it? Side note: what does Chrissy Teigen do?
She is a model, I thought.
She's a host of some show and John Legend's wife and her mom.
Yeah.
Because I heard that amazing.
She does cookbooks and shit too. She has a cookbook. I do know that.
So it's like Steph Curry's wife who also does cookbooks. I guess. I mean, shit.
Wow,
domestic.
She's misogynistic.
She's domestic.
No, it's not even that. It's just like. It's just, I mean, I can't hate on her because, like, shit, if you can get your wife, if you're so famous that you can get your wife with a whole career, that's what's up.
Wow.
But it is weird that, like, you got married and then just like, oh, I'm a chef now.
She was Aisha Curry. She was famous. She was on Disney Channel.
Like,
was she?
Aisha Curry was.
I never knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never knew. That had to be one weak ass Disney show.
Do your Googles, Duke.
That's wild.
She was on a Disney show?
Yeah, ooh. Aisha Curry was.
I gotta look that up. No, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm about to say that nigga Steph got a Disney bitch. Yeah.
Wow. Why are you doing like that?
That's because just for his whole image, that's hilarious. This wholesome ass nigga married a wholesome Disney chick. That's hilarious as fuck.
Wholesome vibes. Oh, wow. Wholesome vibes, man.
Okay, so she didn't have no, like, legit role type shit. She was, like, an add-in.
She wasn't major, but she was there.
Oh.
All right. So she.
What's the name of the show?
Hold on. I'm trying to wait for it to come out. They just said that she had headlines. Said she has random acts from back in the day. So she just one of the motherfuckers who, like, walk off the elevator type shit.
Guest starring in lowercase letters.
Hey. Like, oh, hey, run that episode up. Get her that royalty check.
Aisha as Elizabeth.
That is wild. Because I, like, never knew that shit. Okay. She was in Good Luck, Charlie. Gary Unmarried. Hannah Montana. Is this really her?
Mm-hmm.
Underground Street Flippers. Love for Sale.
What?
Love for Sale.
Yeah.
The Netflix movie?
Shit. 2008 must be, yeah. Okay, so this shit hella recent though. Shit, I don't know who the fuck that is. It says she was girl number one.
She opened the door.
She was in 10 items or less. Dan's Detour of Life. That's just hella.
That shit was on my queue for the longest.
Was it?
I don't like, you need to watch it then, buddy.
Don't even know what that is. And none of this
shit goes. It's about a grocery store.
Oh. What, 10 items or less?
In the express cookout race?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that like an acting? Actual, like, acting? Or is it like a one of those, like, Food Network shit. Those game shows. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
I do like that. Supermarket Sweep and shit.
Hell yeah.
Guys, grocery games, we be watching the hell out of that.
I fucks with the Food Network. I really do. But none of these acting gets go back past 2008, so I'm pretty sure she was probably with Steph Curry.
Yeah, they was together in college, said.
Yeah, so technically, she wasn't shit before she met him. So,
I met your ass, Miss Fufu.
Yeah, so she doesn't count. I think Chrissy T.
He be at the house like, I made right. you. I made thank you. I don't get that.
You should thank me. You should thank me, nigga.
That will be wild. We found out Steph Curry was the worst at home.
Right, he was real life a narcissist.
That would surprise the fuck out of me.
That would be hilarious.
Not the nigga who puts the scriptures and shit on his tennis shoes before he fucking...
But that's why, bro. He do everything biblical.
Before he goes to the court. Like, not that guy. There's no way he's disrespectful.
He's super by the Bible. That's what it is. Like,
I mean... Aisha, they do verse one. Wild shit in the Bible.
Oh, there's hella wild shit in the Bible. Or how a wife's supposed to act.
Right?
Nothing.
I wonder if he stones her.
Y'all remember what you used to say? Y'all stupid as fuck. Y'all dumb as hell. Y'all niggas are sick. Y'all sick.
Steph Curry and Jeff is stoning niggas. They came to y'all. We got the stones. That's what it was.
That gotta be the name of the episode. Did he stone her? Write that down, somebody.
That shit is hilarious.
Y'all some sick niggas, man.
Jeez, wow.
Y'all are some sickos.
I can't make this shit up.
You know that would be funny as fuck, though.
That shit would be hilarious.
Nigga got a pit in the backyard. They throws rocks at a rat. Embarrassing like that.
Because they used to sell motherfuckers in the Bible for the simplest of shit, like...
Our old school justice was hella crazy, bro. Like, all right, bro, that's your hand. Like, where? Yep, your whole hand.
Like, you gonna chop my shit?
And you know, they ain't even have antiseptic and shit, so you probably got an infection and die. Like,
niggas died of hepatitis.
Niggas was dying of just regular shit for no apparent reason. Oh, speaking of wild shit, we have to touch on this. So, everybody... saw the August Alsina interview. Did anybody watch the full interview with Angelique?
All I saw was clips and the memes. And I think I pretty much got the premise.
I got like 30 minutes of it.
Damn.
It was emotional.
How long? Is it an hour?
Yeah, it's an hour. It was actually really fucking good. Like, I want to finish it.
You're toxic.
It really wasn't all about Will and Jada, though. You know what I'm saying? It was really just him talking about his life. And I mean, I have a different view on this. I'm really upset that everybody's like thrashing August in the media because I don't get it. I don't think he did anything wrong.
Yes, you did.
I don't think he did
anything. You broke G code. You can't smash somebody and talk about it as a man.
But everybody knows.
Okay.
See, I'm not a man, so it's not my G code.
Yeah.
But everybody knows or has assumed that or heard rumors. That Will and Jada
let the people talk and think. Just don't tell them what's really going on.
See, he did it wrong though, because he was supposed to go the Superhead route and write a book. I've been saying that some man has to do this.
It was supposed to be him.
Like, he broke barriers, but he could have wrote a whole several book on how the Smith household works.
He dropped the ball.
Like,
but he probably signed an NDA that he's probably going to get sued for breaking.
Yeah,
he couldn't sign that much of an NDA because he's talking.
Exactly. Right. I would be hella surprised if he's if they didn't make him sign an NDA. But when y'all think about it, it's like, bro, you really gonna go out and say that? But you know, August came out and said
cease
that
and
he
desist.
Spoke with the Smith before
I he sat him down and got his blessing.
Nah, but he said before he had the interview with Angela Yee, he went to the Smiths and told them that he was about to do the interview and express his feelings. And now everybody's like. It's really the
same. He didn't tell him the whole truth about the interview.
He didn't tell him all what he discussed. He came after. It's like, it's cool. If I go talk about this, I ain't going to say too much.
I'm going to talk about y'all. Talk about us like how, August? Oh, shit, my phone dying.
How much I appreciate y'all for doing this for me.
How much I love Jada and a pussy. What? Yeah, you know, real life. Most of it was okay. Bye. But them mentioning it though, Jada is kind of a creep, mm-hmm. bro.
You think so?
I mean, again, I know you like your double standards.
Imagine if a guy did this.
Like, because remember, they was running with, oh, no, we're mentoring August. We're healing his soul. Yeah,
all right, you snatching his soul.
And she's fucking him off.
You snatching that boy's soul.
And he's like 20 years younger.
See, I had thought about it because, you know, I try to look at things from different perspectives. Even though I am someone who believes in double standards, I was like, all right, I get this. This is, you know, at first I was like 100% supporting it. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? He has the right to express his emotions. If that's what Jada wants to do in her relationship, that's fine by her as long as it works for them. Because Will Smith has came out. He's done interviews years ago letting everyone know that he will never leave Jada Pinkett. There's nothing she could do. These were like his literal words. There's nothing she could do that would make him leave her. Nothing. They, you know what I'm saying, been through the worst, even though they may not disclose every single detail. They've been through the worst, and he has noticed that he can't blame his hat. He can't gear her happiness on him, and they're just life partners. Like, they coexist, they raise a family together. I don't know if they, you know what I'm saying, do freaky shit in their spare time. Not my business. But, so I'm like, you know, that's what's up. That's beautiful. They got it all figured out. I feel like the Smiths are tapped into like another layer of life where it's like only the Smiths and maybe like 1% of other people.
Alcina.
And yeah, I just feel like they're just tapped in. So I just really admire the Smiths. But there was another side of it was like, is she taking advantage of him because he's so broken? When you listen to the interview, like his, I think it's his sister.
Mm-hmm.
His sister died. Was it his? One of his siblings died and left all the kids.
It was his sister.
So he's raising. It was his sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about how, you know, his sister was really fearful of a lot of things. And,
afraid of driving and shit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? He just didn't want to live his life that way. And he had issues with his mom and a whole lot of shit that he's going through to be young, which most people, you know what I'm saying, have we spoke on before, have grown up with these issues, you know what I'm saying, because our parents had no way of expressing themselves to who their parents are. You know what I'm saying? So they grew up fucked up, and then we grew up fucked up too, because so nobody knows where to put any of these emotions. We just out here thugging it out. And now we're just now talking about how to, you know what I'm saying, release these things. So I think he was walking around with a lot of shit, and maybe, just maybe, playing devil's advocate, she saw some kind of weakness in him, and maybe she was being manipulative.
Just imagine if that was a man that did that to a girl who he knows has dad problems.
That's what R. Kelly was doing. Besides, without, if they were like age appropriate,
if we focus on the legal ones,
yeah, I'm gonna say
far and few.
Like age appropriate, it would be like equivalent to R. Kelly, like just, you know what I'm saying, taking girls and putting them in his house and disconnecting them from their entire family. It's like, and teaching them his way of life only. If we just take out the ages of these bitches, I think there's some similarities. That may be very extreme, but I can see motherfuckers going in on a guy for doing that shit.
As a man, you don't go snitching, fam, especially if it's a married woman. No matter what agreements y'all had, you just don't do that. You don't cross that line, in my opinion. You don't go bragging about it.
The only reason why I don't think it's that bad, because like they kind of made it stupid clear, like a sex tape wouldn't have made it even any more or less obvious. Like,
right.
Like, bro, like, fucking Christ. Like, oh, look at me just rubbing his nipples and us on vacation alone. Oh, we're just friends. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Isn't it weird that we never question how August Alsina got with the Smith family when they used to be taking
hella Jaden introduced them.
You said what?
The word is Jaden introduced him.
Wow.
That's fucked up. Your son introduced you to somebody?
So this is Jaden's fault. It was probably popping pills.
Wow. Hello, get bitches for Will, and Jaden get bitches for Jada. Niggas for Jada. That's their roles.
That's creepy.
That's wild.
That's disgusting.
All right, y'all gonna be old one day and go and want your kids to go out in this world and fly you some horse.
No, I won't.
What you have nephews and dogs for?
That's never going to happen. I'm
one. You said dogs.
That is
well, yeah, not. Gross. That is hilarious because you wonder how he introduced him. You're just like, yo, this is my industry buddy. You're just like, yo, mom, I think he might be right for you.
Or maybe it's some like, oh, LeBron shit. Like he just around the house and then your mom's saying your mom.
But how do you come around? You're in Louisiana, they're in California.
But you know, niggas travel.
Yeah, that's these true.
People have money. I was say, we're talking to fucking Smith family. I'm pretty sure they own a jet or some shit. If I'm not mistaken, them motherfuckers probably got like the first fucking available tickets for like the first rocket ship to like leave motherfuckers.
Niggas got first class like, ships, tickets to space.
For like civilians to leave, like they on the first motherfucking rocket ship. Like, they're all the way tapped in. The Smith family don't need shit, okay? They don't need nothing. What's a fucking flight? They don't care if you're anywhere.
Right.
They will pick you up.
We'll get
they
you. Nigga sending jets and fucking aircrafts.
So that's even worse, though. That seems like it would make August Alsina look like a fuck nigga. Just in that sense that you was the son's friend. You came around, you gonna fuck his mom.
You was my dog and you mess with my mom's. I'll kill you. Nigga,
that's fucked up.
Okay. You gotta kill your mom first, bro. She gave it up.
No.
Both of them.
No.
Both of them getting shot.
No, you definitely gotta gotta fuck your homeboy up because I brought you in the house.
All right, when his mom put you on punishment, he gonna make your mom put you on punishment.
He gonna make your mom put you on punishment.
She gonna take your phone away so you can't leave.
Nah, that's fucked up. You come in my house, you ask my dad to fuck his wife.
Bro, that's when you be like, yo, your dad said I could. Your dad said I could.
What you mean my dad said it was cool, nigga? Dog. Oh.
But then again, they probably get on it too, because remember Willow got that one tweet about most folk can't handle polyamory.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're insecure. Most people want to be monogamous because they're insecure. So maybe their whole family is on that, like,
her young ass.
Fuck everybody.
How she talking that shit? She that young.
Shit, dog.
Yeah. I'm cool.
I respect the Smith family. However they getting down, I like it. I feel like they have the freest black children.
Lima wants to, like, clearly Lima wants to be a Smith. She clearly wants to be a Smith.
I just want to sit at the table on some salon shit. Like, I just want to interview or something. Like, can I just spend a day with the Smiths? Maybe a weekend. You feel me? Just to feel what the fuck been going on over there. Not literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what's going on over there. Orgies.
I just want to be like, what the fuck are y'all doing? I love the Smith family.
Lima wants to get a feel.
You said what?
I said Lima wants to get a feel.
But I can't lie though. Something about Jada is annoying. She reminds me of like Erykah Badu, and I can't stand Erykah Badu.
I was just about to say,
like, with Erykah Badu,
he hates the woke chicks, huh?
I don't like. It's a certain like level woke of weird where you start annoying me, and it's just like, all right, bro, take your earthy ass on somewhere. like, bro, and then it's just like, yo, how you so woke and spiritual and got all these answers? And you got all these baby daddies and no husband. Like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
That's the point. I think that's her point, though.
Yeah, but like, she's on 1-1. You ever think about that?
Yeah, okay.
Not everybody.
That's the shit people say when they can't get people.
Nah, I want a husband. I just know I ain't shit. I am shit, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Let me
feel
the drip.
She got a nice ass, but yeah, she just seemed like fucking annoying. Hey, like,
who was it? Andre 1000 or was it Common that said you can't look in her eyes? That was some sick shit.
That was probably Common. You know he light skinned.
Yeah.
That sounds like some emotional shit to say. Can't look in her eyes. She'll take your soul, like, man.
Right. Put you in a trance. Erykah Badu be putting it on them, okay?
Clearly, I ain't doubting that she got fire pussy. That don't make her not weird.
I don't like her. I think she's dope. That's just me. I like abstract shit. I like the weird people on earth.
And what really said it for me was when she was on Everyday Struggle with a top hat talking about she don't wear deodorant. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Like,
there's lots of people who don't wear deodorant, though. Like, that's a whole
and they nasty. Especially, all right, I will give an out. If you're doing it for some religious reason, I still think it's nasty, but I won't judge you as hard. But if you just out here like, I'm naturally clean, baby, earth, yeah, frequency, say, vibes.
It's not that like, they don't use the odor, they use other things to, like, you know what I'm saying? Not, they ain't just out here stinking, but it's not just the deodorant. It's like processed, so, you know.
I hear what you're saying, Lima. But don't. I don't want to ever meet a chick in real life. Be like, now I've rubbed these stones on them. I was like, bitch, take a shower.
I manifested the ocean.
Jhené Aiko don't wear deodorant either.
Who?
Jhené Aiko.
And I don't like Jhené Aiko either. Like, I don't like that type.
All with the chakras and the stones.
Like, take your chakra stone ass on somewhere. Like, but she can't sing though. That's why I don't care for her. She fucking sucks as a singer.
Damn.
Bro, she talks sexy as fuck, but she can't sing.
You done struck a nerve.
She can't sing at all.
You done struck a nerve.
You like, are hating right now. This is nothing but pure hate. Nah. I have no idea what she did.
If she was an ugly big black bitch, nobody would let her sell a record.
Wow.
If she looked like Gabby Sidibe or whatever that chick's name is, she would not sell no records. She cute and she talked real sexy, but yeah.
That's something deeper than just her voice, okay? If she was big and black, then she probably wouldn't sell no records if she sounded like Whitney Houston. But that's just because people are fucked up. They're mean. And that's not what society...
No, but she don't even have the talent because, like, you know, you don't be ugly and sell a record. Like, you won't sell all the records, but she wouldn't even have a career. She just sucks. Like...
Name somebody ugly and sell the record.
Women-wise, Adele, what's that other ugly ass British bitch? It's some fat. She was on America's Got Talent. Let me look it up. Ooh. But yeah, nah, you can be a fat ugly woman and sell records.
And Adele is.
You just got. Okay.
She got extra code now. That
I was about to say Adele's kind of hype.
Yeah, I want to say Adele got extra code. Have you seen her lately? Okay.
She tell me hello from the other side. I'll answer.
You feel me? She didn't wait on the other side on their asses. Okay. She don't give a fuck. She been chasing.
You mean what? Lost weight, Adele, right?
Both. Huh? I think both of them.
Yeah, nah. Baby.
I think white beauty is a little different. I could be just being racist. My nigga
Skeptics girl.
I think white beauty is completely different. Like, you, I don't know. White. White.
White beauty is different. That's crazy, but hey.
I just don't know how to explain it. Like, Adele,
now I know there's a different European beauty standard and shit.
It's like different. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different beauty standard.
Yeah, like, bro. Like,
she was never ugly.
One day I'll make a list of all the, like, people who annoy, like, CeeLo. I can't fucking stand CeeLo.
Okay, I just can't stand, like, either.
It's the same level of weird where I just want you to go the fuck away because I feel like you're putting on an act.
But
like, you can't be this
music
weird.
Is kind of fire, though. But
so you weren't a fan of the Goody Mob, Marte?
I still get what you're saying.
I can listen to some Goody Mob, but, like, CeeLo by itself, when he just came back out, it's like Gnarls Barkley and shit.
Barkley,
can't stand it.
I like that creative side.
I like that shit, but I do get what you're saying because it was a point in time when Gnarls Barkley was like on everything, when he had that, like, what was it, like FU2 or F something like mm-hmm. that.
And, what, and like, too big to be singing that high. I've been sipping, what do you got? Like,
that's
shut the fuck up.
So fired up. That's what makes him so
and
fired.
Then this nigga dressing like a peacock in an old Mac. It was just like, bro, go away. If you're gonna be weird, I need you to be like Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes in the 90s weird. Where it's like, it was weird, but it was cool, but they wasn't like crazy. Like, so, like, be normal. Be cool weird. Don't be weird weird. Like,
I don't know.
So fucking proud.
Bro, you've known me a long time. I know I hate a lot of people.
No, that's why I'm not saying nothing. That's why I'm laughing. I know. I know first thing from conversations we've had.
Oh, damn. I don't even know how. I'm gonna find that shit. I'm gonna have to find that.
What,
shit.
The CeeLo song?
Huh? Yeah, the CeeLo.
Forget You and Crazy.
Like, it's one I always remember when he was playing the piano as a peacock, like this. And I will give him a credit. The Hot Tub episode of American Dad is hilarious. When he was the Hot Tub.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you don't watch American Dad? Weird.
No, I'm 28.
I'm just playing.
You're a terrible person.
My nigga, what? So because he's 28, you can't watch that?
I'm just playing.
Damn, my nigga. I didn't watch it a couple kidding. Times then for my show to come back on.
That. Nah, I just did that to talk shit. That's where you're probably supposed to watch that shit because that shit hella inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rain put us onto this ICE shit because America is the ghetto.
ICE is sick.
Yo.
So let me make sure I read this.
Have no soul.
Verbatim. ICE tells students on visas they must leave the U.S. if school goes online.
Right.
So for all the foreign all the foreign exchange students who've been in...
You about to say trap niggas?
Almost, the nigga almost came out of me. All these foreign exchange niggas who done came here on school visas are basically telling, get the fuck out of here. Since most colleges are going online.
It's like, okay, these people come over to America for a different life, right? That's the whole point of coming to America, to get a better education, to get a different life, to get a safe place to stay. You know what I'm saying? Your dorms depend on where you're coming from. And now you want me to go back to probably my third world country where we probably don't have internet and I don't have my own space to learn and still pay you $50,000 a year?
Well, I think that would be an unenrolled, but the only thing with this one, at least without looking deeper into it, I think this would apply like across the board. So even like if you British and you like came over to school, you got to go back to Britain. Like I don't think it's not just like it's.
But you know who they're directing that towards, though?
A more developed country, though. That right. That's a, just a good. Scenario.
And they get school. And they get school for free.
Come over here with nothing.
I'll say that. It's a tough one. It's fucked up. But because white people will be affected with it too. Yeah.
And nah.
Because you know the other shit they doing with ICE was just like, I hate Mexicans. That other shit where they're like, yo, I hate Mexicans and I hate black refugees. That shit's irritating. But this one is still fucked up because they're like, yo, nigga, they can still go to college. But since rich white, not rich white people, but because privileged white people will still be affected too.
But
they
really
still fucked
won't
up.
Be though, because those but, people do not give a fuck about the American dream because they already got a dream back in their country. They're just doing this shit to do it. They don't give a shit. The
I disagree on the fact that like if you came over here for college, you probably do want to graduate college and being told, nah, you got to take your ass home. Like, think of how hard it is to transfer fucking credits and shit, like, in the state. Like, let alone across to another country. So it's fucked up. Damn, I don't disagree there. I'll say, yeah, I don't disagree that it's fucked up, but because it's still going to fuck over white folk, I will let it slide a little bit more versus the other fucked up shit ICE done.
You know what I think? Who's going to lose in all of this? America.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because people don't understand how many immigrants come to this country and feed into this country. You know what happens when people aren't going to be able to, when they know that they can't get a fucking visa, if we go online, you know where they going? Take their fucking scholarships to England. To fucking Scotland, to Ireland. They're going to go somewhere else, to Canada.
But all of the white countries is kind of...
fucking money and take it somewhere else. No one gives a shit.
Nah, but they ain't going to be able to go to Europe because Europe is cracking down on that shit heavy too.
But
like,
Europe is only not allowing Americans in the fucking in their country because America
but
is fucking up.
But, no, but that's
America
a separate issue. You're talking about like...
fucking up though.
You're talking about like coronavirus related shit. But even before the corona shit, Europe was on like some fuck shit and like cutting the like doing shit like where if you're a refugee from like Northern Africa because they felt like they were having a bunch of North African refugees come and start problems, so they started setting up ban lists on that. Like it's a similar thing to what's going on here, like how Trump's like fuck Mexicans over in Europe, they was like fuck North Africans and shit. So all these white countries.
That you know, England is like the holy grail for, you know what I'm saying, the promised land for other people. But I'm just saying that what's going to happen is that people's going to take the money that they were just given into the U.S. and they're going to take that money elsewhere, whether it be the U.K. or fucking Scotland. They're going to take the fucking money and take it somewhere else. People are not going to come here. So this whole, you know, ban every single immigrant, make America great again shit, it does not do anything when it doesn't make any sense, when America is literally the home of the immigrant. Nobody but the Indians are actually from here. The whole entire country is the land of the fucking immigrants. That's the whole American dream, okay? To come here, to have a better life, to fucking liberty, freedom, justice for all. All that dumb bullshit is gonna go away. It's just gonna be fucking, it's just gonna be white people and black people here in a motherfucking second.
I figure to a degree, but yeah, like all these white, these countries is on that shit right now. All these different white countries is finding black and brown people they don't want there anymore. And they're like, yo, you can't come here because you gonna do crime and we don't like you.
That's what so, like, China's doing.
But you also got to remember that that's all a part of what, you know, is going on as far as the Black Lives Matter movement and everything too, because when the boats left Ghana, Accra, Ghana, 401 years ago now, they stopped on all of these countries. There was a boat that went to every last one of these countries, to the UK, to fucking Jamaica, Trinidad, Dominican Republic, South America. There was a boat that went everywhere. So, of course, they're going to still have those same kind of problems because we have to legit make up for slavery that happened in every single place that the fucking slave ship stopped. So that doesn't surprise me at all. But I'm just saying, if we want America to be America for what it's always been, you know what I'm saying? Just speaking about this land in general, we have to stop trying to make it so white because white people are really not the majority. They're not.
But they're not going to stop because they want to keep it. They know that they have a chance of getting out, getting like outnumbered, and they like, nah.
But they already not at are all. Outnumbered. That the whole thing is that perception. People believe that white people have the power, but they are the minority.
Yeah, they are the minority worldwide, but they're trying to keep the not be the, become the minority in their countries. So that's why they're making up all these like, oh well, these people are criminals. And that's the most not hilarious, isn't ha ha, but just like ironic, because like we read the European news, like the same type of rhetoric like Trump gives, are like, oh well, we gotta ban these immigrants because they're shitty and we don't want shitty people. Well, I'm not saying all of them are shitty, just that they send mostly shitty people, so we can't have them here. Like, they're doing the same thing, like I said, in, like, the UK and shit like that. It's just, you know, shit ain't really changed. White, I wonder if a lot of white folks don't like black and brown folks.
Nah. Like, I'm getting sick of this shit. I want to go to Canada.
Going back to Jamaica.
I'm like...
You better go now for Canada and be like, yeah, no.
Nah.
I'm about to get dual citizenship in Jamaica and dual citizenship for Canada.
Yep. I just wanted to say the same thing. Like, fuck it. Just go ahead. Get dual citizenship so I know we got a safe place. I'm just have to bank out.
I do wonder what racism like is in Canada.
They said it's racism with a smile.
See, that sounds scary as fuck. Like, I wish a smarter motherfucker would be racist to me.
I've only ever been to Ontario, and what I would say when I went to Ontario, this is when I was 19, so this is a minute ago.
How old we are.
Damn. I know, right? That was almost 10 years ago. So I was 19, and it was hella interracial couples. And everyone was hella nice to me. Like, they knew I wasn't from Canada from, I don't know, just me buying shit in the store. They just knew I wasn't from here. So many people came up and talked to me. It was like, I've never seen such friendly fucking people. So I didn't
experience. So who do they hate then?
Yeah, I would say, I didn't experience any racism. So literally everybody looked like Drake and that bitch to me. But I was only in Ontario. I'm pretty sure if you go to like Quebec or something like that, probably where it's like
most French speaking. They pronounce it Quebec.
Wherever the fuck they at, it's probably racist in them parts. Vancouver. But like Ontario, Toronto, places where it's like a lot of Jamaicans, probably not. But I don't know. Like I said, I've only been to Ontario, so I wouldn't be able to tell anybody. But I know my experience in Canada, the Canadians, those were the nicest fucking white people I've ever met. And all the little fucking kids was mixed. Like I said, they all looked like Drake, and it was hella interracial couples walking around, and no one gave a shit.
So what you telling us, that's what you like, interracial couples, and you want your son to look like Drake?
Nah, you switching my words. I'm just saying I like Canadians. They was
he
nice.
Said it twice. Nice. He said it twice. You would have said it third time.
So you, yeah, like,
so you want an interracial baby that looked like Drake. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm gonna get you an Aaron, okay? I'm sick of y'all.
Aubrey. But
we're gonna figure out what Canada's racism is. Who's the hated group in Canada? Maybe it's the French Quebecers. Like,
I really want to say it's like I was about to say where it's cold at, but the whole fucking continent is cold. But not the continent, I'm sorry, the whole country is cold. But
I'm glad you corrected yourself.
Yeah, glad you didn't have to retract, because boy,
I did that real fast.
Great reflexes. Like,
you sound dumb as fuck. The whole country is cold. But probably up to where, like, you know, where Maine and shit is. I don't know what those cities or Providence are called over there, so I don't know. But
Canada, I fuck with y'all.
I do want to try some of your poutine, Canada. But other than that, I don't, like, have anything for or against you.
The men's.
Maybe some, like.
Link with the mans.
Like, poutine sounds good as fuck, because I fuck with, like, cheese and potatoes.
I don't even know what poutine is.
You poutine, like, it's like...
Don't you like gravy, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love gravy.
It's like mashed potatoes, cheese curds, and, like, gravy. Like,
I don't like cheese curds.
They basically like fucking mozzarella sticks. You don't like mozzarella sticks?
Oh, no, I guess... The only time I ever had
cheese. I don't think I can do this podcast anymore.
I like mozzarella sticks, but the only time I had cheese curds, it was like, I got them to go, and I think that's where I fucked up.
From where?
So I was like, ew, this is just...
Beat up?
Yes, beat up.
Hell no, wrong place.
Okay.
I say they good if they hot, but yeah, I feel you. Certain shit you can't take to go. Like, I hate, like, when you order, like... If you get McDonald's off Uber Eats, say off of fries, like, nigga, no. There's no way these fries are going to be good when they come. Like,
unless a nigga gets fries as he pulls
up. Because, like, I work... Dead ass, the fries have a four... Like, it's a 3 to 5 minute lifespan. They told us they have when I worked there. Like, it was like, yo, what? So, that mean, if you don't eat them in the car, they just you're fucked trash. Up.
Yeah, like, if you don't eat them in the car, it's fucked up. It's over for you.
Tell the nigga that's his tip.
You know, food's got to cool and shit. So really, it's like, bro, you got 30 seconds to eat these bitch. Like, after that, it's whatever.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We got to take a road trip to Canada once Corona leaves y'all.
Get some poutine.
Right? Do some live streaming. Let people know what the North is like. That's right, is that what they call it? The northern?
The north.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we got to go to Vegas and go to Reno and go to a brothel. Now that's the real move.
Now you're talking. We're going to find Lima's mate in Ottawa.
Do they have male brothels? That's hilarious.
No, I'm just saying we're going to find her a mixed man so she can have her mixed babies.
I'm sure there's like an interracial dating site you can get on, Lima.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Oh, yeah, we can work it out. We'll see.
Lima? Are you talking to us?
Yes. I'm sorry.
We should make one. If there isn't an interracial dating site, we should make one and call it for you.
No interracial dating. No, it's real. I didn't catch that
you
part.
Said, oh, you heard. So, we're going to get it. We're going to call it, man.
Y'all caught me slipping. This episode is ending. You guys, don't listen to anything these two people say. I love black men and black men only. Mm-hmm. And that is it.
She got eyes for
she
Whitey. Do.
She wants her little mixed baby. She wants her little Jaden.
Russ and MGK, they get a pass. But anybody else?
You want your little Jaden?
Russ and MGK? You like dirty white
she's
boys?
She's toxic, bro. I told you.
Russ is not dirty. Okay, MGK.
He Italian.
Funny. Right.
Russ is cold, okay? Russ can get it.
And on that note, guys,
you know who else said that? Doja Cat. You want to be in the same realm as Doja Cat?
I'll see you guys next week.
can't take it anymore. This has been another episode.
What about G-Eazy? We have to go down the white list. G-Eazy.
And on that note, guys, y'all be blessed. Wash your ass.
Young
stay indoors.
Don't wear your mask.
If you so choose not to. On that note, man.
I wonder who's got a ticket for that shit.
Or tackled.
Well, see you guys next
Hello.
Time. Wear a mask. Stay away from Floridians.
It's me.
Love and life.
Love life.
Young
mama's baby.
After all these years you'd like to
be. We out. Peace.
Bye.